The Alpha Sessions.
Hello and welcome to Alpha Sessions. I'm Mesa Lewis and I'm joined by Charlotte Shaw. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So you have got an accent, of course, Australian. You're all the way from Perth.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like living there? Like, we need to know. It's so different from here.
Perth, Australia, compared to London, there's so many differences. I mean, I guess obviously firstly the weather. That's a huge, huge contrast. And I moved over in the middle of winter, which was just a bit of a shock to the system. But it's just, yeah, it's a lot slower pace of living. Lots of nature. It's beautiful, but there's not heaps going on because it's not a huge city. So obviously London's got so much more creative wise, and there's just lots of people from different pools of life, which is really cool to meet lots of people from all over the world because you don't really get that anywhere else. So yeah, pros and cons of both, but definitely very different.
Definitely. It's like better career wise in London for you.
I would say so. Creatively, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Have it. So what is your earliest musical memory?
My earliest musical memory, I would say when I was younger, my dad used to like sing songs. He used to have this song that he would sing to me about animals. And I remember him singing this to me. And I think maybe this is possibly where I got my songwriting streak from, because he used to sing this song about animals. It was like, we all love animals and I love you. And it was like, elephants have big trunks. And I guess it was sort of teaching me like animals at the same time as like writing songs. So that'd be my earliest musical memory, just my dad singing songs to me.
Would you ever incorporate animals in your music?
Oh,
would you do that?
Sit in a zoo, get all the like ambiance, yeah, of the...
Well, I meant like animals, like lyric wise.
Oh,
but like,
not
if you want
animals.
To actually get like an elephant physical, in the back,
I think that'd be perfect. I don't know which studio I could use to do that.
Go to like London, yeah, Zoo, get the mics out.
Please.
Let giraffe sing.
Now, you're on. It's your cue. Oh, you're late.
Backing vocals, please.
Hangalars, go. No, definitely. I mean, I could have like sing about animals. That could be fun. Yeah
that's another route to go down.
Another route that probably makes a bit more sense, possibly. Yeah.
Well, besides animals and your dad, who did you grow up listening to?
Oh, like an actual proper artist other than...
Yeah, let's go to that. Unless it's another kind of animal.
No, we'll steer away from the animals. Who did I grow up listening to? I remember when iTunes was first a thing and you had to actually physically pay for the songs. One of the first songs I downloaded was Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. And I just listened to that one on repeat. And I spent like $3 on this, and I was like, this is my pride and joy. I was like, I used my pocket money for this song. Let's go. And then who else? I mean, yeah, I guess Rihanna, obviously. She's awesome. Some of her earlier stuff is really nice. So, yeah, just a mixed bunch of stuff. And then my dad likes listening to all these older people, so I'd listen to them, but I could not tell you who they were.
So which of like those do you think inspired you the most as an artist?
I think my inspiration in terms of being an artist and the music I make now has come from like a later point, in terms of they probably inspired me to sing. But in terms of like writing music, I've really gotten into country stuff recently, which has been, I think, inspired by, I don't know, there's been a sort of wave of country artists that have been kind of getting more recognition recently, which has been quite cool. So I can't pinpoint, I don't know, I love Ed Sheeran. He's fantastic, but I don't really write songs like him, but I just think he's awesome, and the way that he can kind of write songs about so many things and include so many lyrics that kind of paint a picture for you to, you really understand like what he's trying to say, just because it's like telling a story. So I think the way he sort of paints those pictures, I quite enjoy.
Yeah, no, he is really cool.
He's
speaking
awesome.
Of country, you have a country song.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. So the country song was my debut single that I've just released. It's called Bye Boys, and it was inspired by my move from Australia to London. So when I first moved over, I had like a creative month, and I basically just, I put all my energy into creating, writing music. I act as well, so doing lots of acting. And then I sort of, I don't know, it was a turning point when I realized like, wow, I'm actually living in a city where you can go and like seize all these opportunities, and it's really just down to you if you kind of make them happen or go after them. And so then I reached out to this producer, and I was like, let's write a song together. And then I sort of told him that I like country music. And we sort of came up with this, like, instrumentals, and then I was just writing music, and I kind of just had this wave of inspiration of, yeah, like, you can go kind of go after your dreams, you can go do whatever you want. And I sort of wrote the song about chasing your dreams, following your goals, and kind of prioritizing yourself over, I don't know, outside noise.
That's such a good like storyline for it, because it's just so perfect. It's like a motto. It's great.
Yeah.
And you've got speaking in the song. You start off talking.
Yes.
I love that aspect. I love that. Why did you choose to include that?
I don't know. I just sort of thought it was quite cool. And I don't know if you've listened to the Hilltop Hoods. Have you listened to the Hilltop Hoods?
No, I haven't.
So they're an Aussie duo, and they have a lot of, I don't know, they're sort of rappers, but they speak in it, and they had this sort of like radio reverb sound on it. And I always just think it's quite cool. And it adds a little different dimension to the song. And I think I was sort of wanting to use that speaking as a sort of like third person narrator that's sort of like talking at you and being like, come on, you can do this. And then it's like just guiding the story along to kind of lead you to know, like, but
you're like the listener's cheerleader then.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm ready to dance.
Yeah, 100%. Well, my friend messaged me the other day. I don't know if she was just being nice, but she goes, Charlotte, like, I was having a bit of a down day, but I put on Bye Boys and it genuinely made me like happy. Oh, and I was like, that's all you can wish for. Like, that's awesome. Because obviously you write it kind of because you're inspired, but to be able to inspire other people as well, you're like, fantastic.
Come on, girls, forget about those boys. You got dreams to live, you got things to see. Just listen to me. Okay. You can go chase your dreams. You can go be anything. You can go and succeed. I want whatever you damn please. Well, tell me how, tell me where. Oh,
The Alpha Sessions.
Well, you're an actress and singer, so yes. Which one came first? Oh. And did one inspire the other?
I think they coincided because, I mean, obviously High School Musical was my turning point when I decided.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I was like, fantastic, I want to do that. I want to dance on the stage. And they obviously sing as well. So I think acting maybe ever so slightly first, but then from the age of like 7, I've started having singing lessons. So it sort of coincided. I did lots of musicals at school. But I think I'd always thought I was more of an actor than a singer, but I'd always been writing songs but just never actually finishing them or doing anything with them. So because I didn't have the final product, I didn't see myself as that like songwriter. And only when I came over here, I started doing it properly and sort of thought, actually, no, like I can finish it and have a finished product. And it's really cool to go, I've created that. So I think now I'm saying a bit more of a singer than an actor, but I love both. So
it is really cool. And you're kind of incorporating them both in your music videos.
Yeah.
You're 6, you get the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
So who like started the music video idea for you? Like, was it you or did someone influence you?
So I think it was obviously my sort of idea, but I was definitely helped by my friend who I met kind of in my first month being here. He's a videographer. And I sort of said to him, I just said, I want some promo to, you know, advertise the song. And he goes, right, let's do a whole music video. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna like dampen your enthusiasm. And so then he started getting like big whimsical ideas. He's like, right, we're gonna hire a truck and then we're gonna do like an aerial shot of this truck going down the countryside. And I was like, we live in London. And so then
some random field.
Literally. And he was like, where are we getting this truck from? He's like, no, it's gonna happen. And so I was like, right, you know what, I'm not gonna stop you being enthusiastic. And then he goes, oh, Charlotte, actually maybe we need to rethink this and what we're gonna do. So it went from that to like, okay, we've got a day that we're gonna just film everything. And I sort of, he obviously goes, the song is by boys, so maybe we'd have a boy in the music video. Even though the song's not necessarily about that, it kind of just helps guide it that way. So we definitely bounced ideas off each other and then filmed it basically all in a day.
In a day. That's really good.
In a day. It was a very busy day.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was cool to be able to like, it was a collection of people that I'd met in my short time being here who came down and were other like extras in it. And then he obviously helped me film it and then edited it. And it was just really cool to kind of see that you can obviously go out and build a network yourself, having only been here a short time, of people that kind of want to help you out, which was lovely.
Yeah, it's such a good mindset to just go for it.
Yeah.
Was there any like behind the scenes funny stories or like nervous stories, anything going on behind the scenes
in the music video?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it was sort of definitely on a time crunch because we were trying to get like the continuity of like, oh, she like leaves her hometown and then she goes to the big city, and then we sort of, you know, fell a little bit short of time, and then we're like, oh, the stars are now out, how are we supposed to be filming she's leaving the hometown? And then we were trying to make Greenwich like the countryside, which obviously like there's greenery but it's not the countryside, and we were sat at this bus stop trying to just like film this shot of me at the countryside bus stop, but it's like people just kept walking past the camera and I was like, this is giving a big city, this is giving a busy city. So I think just trying to like hide the fact that we were in London was probably and then we were like, got this shot, I'm like, there's a big red bus, like I'm clearly not in the countryside. But it's okay, the storyline followed, but nothing major, just sort of those little like technical things that
but you made it work and that's all that matters.
That is all that matters.
Exactly.
Thank you, Maisie.
So are you going to make any more videos for future songs?
I think so. I mean, I'd love to. I love it because obviously I love acting as well. My focus has just been like getting lots more originals written and finished, and then I think once there's one that, because it does take a lot of time and effort to do it, and I don't want that to stop the music coming out. So I think if there's one that I go, yes, I love that, and I can see a clear like storyline with it, and I think it will really help the song, then 100%, yeah.
Go for it,
yeah.
So do you have anything in mind for your next videos, or is it, do you think it's going to just come in the moment? Give us a sneak peek.
Oh, I think my songs that I've been writing, they're a little bit slower, less upbeat, so maybe less like, I don't know, less production and more sort of just themes, and you know when you see the music videos and it's sort of just like, it's more of like a mood vision. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, like the running in a field kind of
videos. Or like down by a piano and just sort of like really just focusing more on the music because the messages behind it are quite like important. I don't want to distract from that, so
100% completely get that. Well, you've got another song called Overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired this one?
Well, what inspired this one? I don't know. I think obviously moving overseas, I'm a bit of an overthinker anyway, but I think moving overseas and having a lot more alone time, you're definitely in your head a lot more. So I think I just sort of, I don't know, it's quite cathartic to write a song when you're feeling a certain way or like overwhelmed, because then you can sort of just like, I don't know, feel like at least you've got something productive out of an emotion. So I think I must have just been in my head a bit more so than normal, and I just wrote it. But hopefully I think it's quite a relatable topic, because yeah. I think a lot of people obviously are consumed in their thoughts sometimes, especially in like London where it's quite hustle and bustle and there's constantly people that you compare yourself to, and I should be doing more, I should be doing this. So yeah, I think just that experience of having a lot more alone time and having more time to think and obviously keep pondering, am I doing the right thing? Like, should I go back home? Should I stay here? That definitely just prompted a lot more.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are also relating to that as well.
Yeah,
because so many people move over to London. I'm sure many people come over feeling a bit lonely in the same position as you, and they can resonate with that song.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's just sort of, I think the power of that is obviously you're being vulnerable, but when you write a song like and you listen to a song, you're not listening to it going, oh, I wonder what Charlotte was overthinking about. You're sort of thinking about yourself.
Alpha Sessions.
In your bio, you talk a lot about inspiring and empowering others, and that's in your music as well. Have you always wanted to do that?
I love, like, obviously being able to help other people, and like when people, I don't know, like if friends come to you and they ask you for advice, I mean, some people go, oh, I don't want to, like, oh, it kind of drains me, but that sort of like energizes me, being able to kind of give my two cents and see that actually like actively make them feel like 100%. A bit better. So I think, I don't know if that's sort of me going, I've always wanted to like inspire people. I think it's just sort of, I don't know, I look at things different ways sometimes, and if that kind of helps click something in their head, then
definitely
great.
Like an outside view, and that's what you need. Some people like work better with that because you're not seeing it from their closed off perspective. You're seeing the overview, which is better.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, it might also be, I don't know, like a distraction from your 100%. Own thoughts if you help other people. So
yeah, and that's where the song overthinking.
Exactly. So not purely selfless, but no, 100%. I think, I mean, I've obviously had the opportunity to move overseas and the privilege to be able to do that. So I think if you can use that as inspiration for other people.
Guide others. Yeah. I'm sure you've got like experience in certain things which you can go help your friends with as well, especially the big move.
Yes.
And all of that. Yeah.
100%.
Definitely. Well, tell us about your songwriting process. Like, which one comes first, the music or the lyrics?
The music or the lyrics? I think usually the music before the lyrics, but I think sometimes they'll come together and you'll go, oh, that actually lyrically makes sense.
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, where's that come from? Like, I'll just start singing something. I'll go, oh, where's that come from? I'm not feeling that way. But it's like, oh, this kind of sounds good.
It works.
Yeah, exactly. So I think music, but then also less so than lyrics, more like a theme or an idea. Like, if I'm feeling a certain way, then I'd be like, okay, cool, I'm going to write something sort of about how I'm feeling. And then those lyrics would be similar to that. And then I think I was saying to you before, I've started writing, like, learning the piano. So I've sort of like, that kind of limits you a little bit in terms of like, well, for me, because I'm not proficient. So like, I'll be like playing around with the piano and what I know. But then it's also been quite cool to like guide me in terms of like, I don't know what comes next, but I know what would make sense on the piano to come next. And that can then help me. So I think they sort of definitely interchange. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So when are you best at writing songs? Like, is it certain mood or like time of day?
I think I'm best when I don't like try and allocate a time to do it.
Yeah, it just happens.
Because I think like sometimes you go, okay, I want this deadline to be reached of like, I need to have a song done by here. But I think the other weekend I was at my grandparents' house and I sort of knew I had to get this song finished at some point. And I was like planning to do it the next day. And then I was just sat in their kitchen making myself a tea. And suddenly I just was like, no, I've got a wave of inspiration now at 10:30 p.m. I'm going to sit on their island and just do it that way. And I think that's when you want to do it, when you're actually kind of inspired rather than feeling like it's a chore. So kind of, I guess, I don't know, I get bursts of inspiration and then just go, you roll with it when it comes to you, I guess.
Like, I completely get that. Like, I feel like when you set time aside, it never happens.
No, and then you get frustrated and then that clogs your judgment and then you're like, oh no, I'm not being creative, but I need to be creative.
But the worst thing is, it's like, it will come to you, but you haven't got anything to write it down on, or like, you can't get your phone up because you're working or something. Yeah. You're like, I don't know how to keep this in my head. That's even worse.
No, well, I definitely just use the voice memos app on my phone. Yeah. Like,
You'll be walking the street.
I am. I genuinely am. And people just think I'm a crazy lady who just, like, comes to herself all the time. But I'm like, oh, well, that's all right.
They don't know you.
No, they don't know me. They don't know about Bi Boys. Like,
it doesn't matter. But, yeah, have you played any gigs since moving to London?
I've done, not gigs, but I've done a lot of open mic nights, which has been a really cool way to go and just, like, practice new material, get more confidence in performing live and meet lots of other artists, because lots of people go there and just, I mean, there's just not a huge open mic scene that I'd been aware of in Perth. So to come here and have literally every other pub have an open mic night, you're like, fantastic. Like,
you can go out there.
Yeah, and you meet heaps of people. So no, I haven't played heaps of gigs recently, but I've got a few lined up at the end of this year, which will be exciting. A bit nervous, but it will be cool to kind of use the new material.
And can you tell us about those gigs?
Sure. So there's one on the 10th of November at the Half Moon in Putney. So that will be really cool. And then there's one in, I think, October sometime. I think it's the 10th, but I might need to confirm that, at the Moustache Bar in Hackney. So that will be good. Yes.
That's very exciting. Congrats for getting
Thank
that.
Thank you.
How does like the gigging and performing scene differ in Australia to London?
I think there's just a lot more venues in London that are kind of catered to gigs rather than sort of just like an ambient like performer. Like, it's sort of people will go because they want to see live music, and there is live music and scenes for that in Australia, but I just think there's just more venues, there's more people here, so it's just a lot more quantity wise.
Totally get that. What's the best gig you played?
I mean, obviously musicals are always super fun to be in. So in terms of like a group environment, probably I did like a drama tour around the UK when I was at school, actually, which is cool. So we all flew over and like performed. We were rats. It was very interpretive, very abstract. So we were sort of performing. We had like these gas masks, and we were like on the tube holding these gas masks. And I was like, because they were a prop, and I was just sort of looking around like, this probably isn't the best sign as it, anyways. So we were going around London, and that was really cool because you went to lots of different schools, and then you would like perform, and then you would talk to the kids afterwards, who were the similar age to you, but obviously we were from a foreign land and they were from a foreign land, and it was like a merging of that. So that was really cool experience wise performing. And then in terms of the actual performance, I think, I don't know, when I was younger, I represented my school and something, and it was just like a really proud moment to perform and have like the whole school backing you and cheering you on, and afterwards coming up and like saying
that's
hello.
So nice. They were
congratulating.
So supportive.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
That's
yeah,
felt really, really great.
Yeah.
Is there like a dream venue or place you would like to perform in? At least like a location.
A location where I would like to perform in. I don't know. Like when you said that, the first thing that came to mind, I don't know if this is because we were talking about it before, but it was just like a field. So I feel like, I don't know if that's
like a festival.
Yeah, I think I would love to perform at a festival. That I went to a festival in Spain, and it was like a 3-day festival, and it was just all my favorite artists performing. And it was just like,
what festival was it?
It was called Mad Cool. Pretty
nice.
Cool name.
Mad Cool's Mad
pretty
cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. No, but that, I would love to perform at a festival. And like the one artist I went to see, he performed in this tent, and it was so intimate, and the acoustics are really good, and like you could sort of like, he could almost like see everyone, and then you just felt really connected to him. So I would, yes, maybe something like that would be really cool.
That'd be really, yeah, really cool. I'm sure you'll get it. Like there's lots around here.
Thank you.
You will. So is there anyone you would love to collaborate with?
Oh, I mean Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran,
and we're throwing it out there.
You and the guitars, you and the piano.
Yes, and we'll just like start, and then we'll start rapping because he loves rapping.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And
throw that out there.
Country rap out there.
Country rap, getting some hay bales. Then we'll be in the fields for that music video.
Yes, perfect.
Yep,
that's the plan. We'll call up Ed right now.
Give him a ring.
That is the plan.
Yeah, be like Ed, Charlotte. We've got something to go on. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's so many cool artists out there that you'd love to collab with. I think it would be cool to collab with a rapper for something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it would throw a completely different dimension.
That'd be cool.
So yeah.
What about Rihanna? Because you covered her song
Would
Stay,
I love to collab
was
with
so
Rihanna.
Good. By
Thank
the way.
You, Macy. Yeah, 100%. Why would you not want to collaborate
She's
with Rihanna?
So cool.
Yeah.
So if you could, what song would you sing with her?
Oh, like one of her songs.
It could be anything. You could duet with Rihanna. What would
song.
It be?
What song would I duet with Rihanna? God. The opportunities. God, yeah. I don't want to say the wrong one.
And Rihanna hears it and Rihanna goes,
Rihanna's like,
do
I don't want to do that song. That's not really in my repertoire.
Yeah, that's
no.
not on my album.
Just throwing this out there, but like open to suggestions, Rihanna, if there's one you'd prefer to do. I mean, Stay's her song.
Yeah.
And like she nails that. So I mean, obviously I'd collab that with her, but I feel like I'd let her do her thing on that. I don't know, Macy. I think any one of her songs would be cool to sing with her.
It would be really cool.
To sing one of her original songs with her would be awesome.
She might be coming back with like more music though. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, so because it's been 20 years since her first album.
Yeah.
Apparently like her like, Instagram pictures changed and her Twitter's pictures changed.
Wow.
And fans are speculating that she's going to release some new music for the 20-year anniversary.
With a Obviously, collaboration with Charlotte Shaw.
Of course. Yep. Unconfirmed. But Charlotte Shaw is on the unconfirmed alleged album that was going to come
exactly.
out.
Exactly. I'm going to change my profile picture soon.
Yeah. But like, Rihanna and I are going to be together.
Yeah, it's happening. I'm manifesting
it. If she actually releases music, like, I think I'll just like curl up and cry. Because if
awesome.
She does a concert, that'd be hella expensive, but I've got to be there.
I saw her once.
Really? You
with
were
my
lucky.
Mom. Yeah.
You saw
great.
Her because you collabed with her.
Yes, I was
on
actually
the new
on
album.
Stage. Yeah, exactly. It was preemptive tickets. She knew it was happening.
Yeah.
Cold sweat, high-headed believer.
really sure how I feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way, and I want you to stay. It's not much of a
Alpha Sessions.
Well, do you have any plans for the rest of the year or next year for music besides the two gigs you're coming up?
So I've basically just been writing a lot of music the last sort of month or so, and I've had a few like studio sessions to get some demos together, and so I'm sort of just like getting four or five songs that I'm really happy with and like, and I'm pretty much there. So I've got two sessions next week to get those recorded. So the plan is just to get these songs recorded, finished, and then just start releasing.
Would you release them as singles, like an EP?
This is the question. I'm unsure at the moment. I'm unsure. Yeah. I don't know. Do you like have any recommendations in that department?
I mean,
in your musical experience,
personal preference.
Yeah.
EP, because you get it all out, and then you can promote the EP and you get sales on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's personal preference. I'm no pro, so. Mm. I wouldn't,
I don't know.
I wouldn't do it because Macy said so.
I'll be like, Macy, what? She told me this is going to work. Oh, what's going on?
Where's Rihanna?
Rihanna doesn't want to collab with me. I think, I'm not sure. Undecided. I think maybe I'll have a look once I've got them all done and see if they work as an EP.
Yeah, definitely.
And then if not, then that's okay. Because I also love like singles and it puts a lot of attention onto that one song. And it helps build like sort of a following around that. So I don't know, but that's the plan. Get them recorded so that by the end of the year, I've got a solid base of songs that I can just start releasing.
That's a good plan. I like that.
Thank you.
Good plan. Well, do you have any advice for your 10-year-old self?
Oh, advice for my 10-year-old
inspiration self. You got it everywhere.
I think don't be scared, don't second guess yourself as much. So sort of just like, rather than like, you know, when you get an idea in your head and you're like, okay, cool, I want to do that, but then suddenly like instincts kick in, you're like, oh no, I shouldn't do that for this reason, or this rather than just like being more of like a actor before, like as in like go and act and do it rather than overthinking about stuff and then doing it and like ruminating, oh, what could be, within reason. Obviously you need to like be precautious, but like I think just kind of go for things quicker. Like obviously I do go for them, but just do it quicker and then deal with the outcome then and there rather than the possible outcome.
That's like the perfect piece of of advice to give.
Oh.
Especially as like an overthinker myself. I'm just like, should I do it? Should I post? Should I not post?
Yeah, should I not? That? And then you just don't do anything.
And I'm just like, well, I missed a moment now.
Yeah,
missed
rather it. Than just doing it. Yeah.
Should have just done it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So perfect piece of advice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having
you. Do you want to share your socials? How can we find you?
Sure. You can find me. So on any streaming, if you want to listen to Bye Boys or any of my other songs, that's just Charlotte Shaw, S-H-A-W. And then on social media, charlotte.shaw with two kisses at the end, XX, charlotte.shaw, XX.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much. And no, I can't wait to hear more music.
Thank you for having me.
The Alpha Sessions.